31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Rooster's Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. For more information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Rana?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on with Mr. Hennis's vehicle there? I see it's out with the safe light people out in the parking lot. That means broken glass.
Must be.
Yeah, it's not good. That's not good. You didn't do anything to Hennis's car, did you?
I did not. I did not.
Maybe it was the person who left the dishes in the sink. we have lots to get to. You know, I'm talking to my good friend William Quackenbush during the break, and I'm like, quack, quack, quack. He said, what did I do? I said, look, I have a little exercise for you. I said, because now I'm doing this map poll, right? And what I'm saying to you is, to anybody, okay, is try and do it yourself and then self-scout for the holes because you can't do it, okay? What I'm telling you is, listen, I used to do this all the time, okay? Attack these poles, attack everything else, and I think sometimes there was a reason. But many times there probably wasn't, because if you actually sit down to try and do it yourself, to try and actually do it, which I have to do now as part of the map poll, you're going to find out there is no concrete formula for this. There just is not. If there was one thing that you could apply universally across a poll like this, then everybody would be happy. But there isn't. It just doesn't work that way. It's like a bunch of mismatched pieces that you have to try and fit together the best you can. And you try and be consistent, and you try and apply some formulas like head-to-head, etc. But there comes a point where you just have to ignore such things. Sometimes head-to-head matters. Head-to-head matters if you've only each played three games and there's no other data points, then head-to-head matters. But there are mitigating factors, and I was explaining to Quack. For example, you know, we got in this conversation before about Louisville and Virginia. All right, Louisville lost to Virginia at Louisville. All right, there's no way around that. You can't circumvent that. All right, that's a team losing a home game to another team head-to-head. But Notre Dame lost at Miami. All right, that's not the same thing. It just isn't. You know, and Vegas doesn't view it as the same thing. You're going to get 3 to 7 points for playing at home. So when Miami beats Notre Dame by 3 at home, they didn't really beat them. They played at home. That's what happened. That's different. That is not the same thing. Those are two completely different things. And when you're trying to evaluate things, these things, and you're having to make these decisions about where to put this team and where to put that team, you have to consider this. Furthermore, there were other mitigating factors there. Notre Dame was starting a first-time quarterback on the road in Miami. You know, so that's another mitigating factor to that. And then you have to look at who Miami lost to. You know, I heard Will say that coming in. He's right. That's the point. Miami lost to bad teams. They lost to Louisville at home, which is a bad loss. And they got pretty thoroughly whooped in that game. And then they lost to SMU, who, you know, they're fine by ACC standard standpoint, but let's stop kidding ourselves, all right? The ACC stinks. It just does. You know, I hate this argument normally. And I hate making the SEC's argument. But the ACC has a bunch of fairly competitive teams, but none of them are any good. Do we think any of these teams is winning a game in the playoffs? I'm not so sure they are. I don't care who it is. I mean, we have 5 ACC teams with 1 loss. I'm not sure any of them are any good. And if they are, it might be Pittsburgh. I don't know. I mean, Georgia Tech is a 1-loss team with a defensive stop rate of 88. 88! I mean, if you can't play better defense than that, you're not winning any real game against any real opponent. And, oh, by the way, Georgia Tech hasn't beaten a real opponent on the year. That's their problem. That's why they're down. That's why a 2-loss Miami team's ahead of them. Because Georgia Tech doesn't have a credible win. That's the problem with them. They've played a really easy schedule. They don't have a credible win. It's like I said, listen, there is no formula. Quark asked me, why do they lump teams together? You know, why Alabama and Georgia lump together and BYU, Utah lump together? It's because you sort of have to. When you actually start to try and do it yourself, you understand the reason for it. For example, the Utah-BYU reason is that fairly recently, BYU beat Utah. Again, though, it was at BYU. Close game at BYU. So there's the mitigating factor for Utah. Meanwhile, the last couple weeks, Utah has looked incredible, and they just destroyed a previously 1-loss Cincinnati team. I mean, destroyed them, absolutely embarrassed them. And they looked real good in doing it. So if you've, you know, for example, what I've said recently is I said, to me, the two best teams in the Big 12 are Texas Tech and Utah. I fully acknowledge that there's a BYU issue with that. I don't think BYU is very good. I mean, I think they're good, but they're not. I don't think they're Utah or Texas Tech good, especially how they're playing right now. And again, I think Texas Tech has killed everybody in the league. So to me, I think they're the team that's still underranked. I've made the case. I've laid out the case for Texas Tech. I'm 100% convinced you put Texas Tech on the field with Alabama or Georgia, and they're beating them. I just think they're a better team. I think, it's what we said yesterday. People just haven't seen Texas Tech play. They don't even know who they are. They have no idea who they are. They don't know who their players are. They don't know who's good, who's not good. They don't even know what their strengths and weaknesses are. Much of the country has not seen Texas Tech play. But in a way, you have to lump some of these teams together. Because what you're saying is, in many cases, what you're saying is there's some factor that ties the two teams together that may, in fact, have one team ahead of the other by a spot. But you still have to acknowledge the significant play of the other team, particularly if they're playing better at the moment. It's like I'm saying, you can't apply one formula to this. You may think you can. You may think, well, I don't know why we don't. But you trust me when I tell you this. You'll understand it when you try to do it yourself. When you actually try to start to rank all these teams yourself, you will understand. You will quickly run into all sorts of difficulties and conflicts with the rules, with your theory about, you know, head-to-head or anything else. Anything else. It's just not that simple. And you will wind up with conflicts where you just have to make decisions. And quite honestly, some of them are almost flip-a-coin decisions. It's way more difficult than you would think when you actually start to engage in doing it. It just is. There's not... If there was one universal formula that could be applied to all and you could just go down and rank them all, but there isn't. It's just not the way it works. So in other words, evaluating Notre Dame and Miami, okay? Would I have Notre Dame ahead of Miami right now? Yes, I would. I know Miami won, okay? They won at home. Game one against a first-time starting quarterback, and they barely hung on. Barely. Barely. We didn't leave that game saying, wow, Miami's way better than Notre Dame. We left that game saying, man, Miami's lucky they held on against Notre Dame. All right, so that's game one. And again, since that point, Notre Dame lost a game against A&M. A&M is the number three ranked team in the country. It was a 44-41 game, so also hyper-competitive game. Meanwhile, Miami's lost two of the last 3 weeks. To lesser teams. They got their A kicked by Louisville at home. It was physical, and they were outplayed. And then they lost to SMU. And so they lost two games in the ACC, a league that is not going to get any credibility because there's clearly no elite team. So Miami's lost two games. They're 3-2 in league. They've lost two of the last three games. Again, this is off the top of my head. And so Notre Dame has won every week, and Miami's lost two of the last three. Guess what? You get to a point where, okay, that was okay when Miami lost the one game. But when they compounded it with the second loss while Notre Dame's winning every week, well, okay, now we've moved on from that. Now we've moved on from that. Now we have to move on to a different set of criteria. We have to look at it differently. One team is playing well, the other team is not. And they have bad losses. Again, Notre Dame's two losses, game one at Miami by like a field goal in a game that they had a chance to win with a first-time starting quarterback. And then another early season game, in fact, it was game two, right? It was game two against Texas A&M, who turns out to be the number three team in the country, and it was 44-41. Okay, they haven't lost since. So they played two elite teams. One at home, one on the road, lost twice really close with a quarterback who's starting his first two games. Since then, they haven't lost. Miami, meanwhile, has lost two of the last three to two teams that were worse than them. Okay. You can't get around that. Carson Beck has looked like crap in those games. You can't get around that. You know, again, this is just an example. It's just an example. But there are reasons for that. Because I would put Notre Dame ahead of Miami right now without question. Without question. And I don't love Notre Dame. I think Texas has an argument against Notre Dame. You know, the best team Notre Dame is beating is probably Southern Cal. They haven't exactly played a who's who. Like I said, there are no easy answers to this. If there was, we'd all apply this universal formula and we wouldn't need any of these people. I'm telling you, though, once you start to try to do this yourself, once you actually do the exercise yourself, try and rank the teams yourself, and then you go away for a day or two, and then you go back and self-scout what you did, critically evaluate what you did, you're going to find out what you're not happy with what you did. Because I know I do that weekly with my entries into this poll. You know, I'll put my entry in, and then, you know, 2 days later, I'll look at something. I'll say, I don't really like that. But what would I do other than that? Because, again, there just is not any universal answer. I actually think the committee in these first 2 weeks has done the best job of any committee I've ever seen. I think they've pretty much nailed the whole thing in terms of how it's supposed to be. And again, as somebody who roots for the ACC, has defended the ACC against the SEC, I mean vigorously defended. I have been an attack dog against the SEC. And, oh, by the way, this doesn't excuse you either, SEC. Guy, in the what have you done for me lately world, you haven't done crap All right. You haven't even got a team to the national championship the last 2 years, but you sit there and you're holier than thou ivory tower and you think, well, we're great and everybody else sucks. No, you actually sort of suck too until you prove you don't. And you haven't proven anything. So that's for you. But in terms of this ACC this year, I'm glad basketball season has started because I think that from a basketball standpoint, the ACC looks like it may have something. It may have something. We'll talk about some of those games too. From a football standpoint, this league's been a major disappointment this year. It's competitive within the conference, but does anybody really believe in any of these teams outside the conference? Look, I'm not saying whether Georgia Tech can compete with Georgia. There are other factors there, including Mr. King. And maybe they will find a way to do this again because Haynes King owes him one, and that dude is a friggin' warrior, as I've said all along. But in terms of practical, and these teams in this league this year and their likelihood of winning any real game against real teams, it's just hard to imagine. Part of it is that none of them are any good defensively. I mean, the best defenses in this league are Pitt and Miami. And Miami has their own issue, but look, there are still some games for the ACC to try and prove something. But you know, you look at a team like Miami right now. Here, you want to know a great argument against Miami? Nobody believes in the ACC. I think even ardent ACC fans are not talking about this league this year. But you have five teams with one loss in league. Okay, they all have more than one loss outside a league. All right, that's another difference between the ACC and the SEC this year. But with the exception of Georgia Tech, they all have more than one. They all have more than one total loss. But you want to know a big reason you can't rank Miami any higher? It's that Miami's in sixth or seventh place in the ACC. That's right. Miami is in sixth or seventh. I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me right now. But there are five teams in the ACC that have one loss. Miami isn't one of them. If you're the sixth or seventh best team in the ACC based on actual results, that's a hard sell right now. It just is. Miami lost games they just can't lose. That's the reality. And they lost them because their quarterback sucks. And I keep saying this. Bad quarterbacks get coaches fired. Bad quarterbacks lead to people discussing. You know, I was talking to John Heitermann before the show, and I said, you know, we're talking about the possibility of Texas opening if Sarkisian jumps to the NFL. I mean, I'm sorry, who's going to fill these positions? This is a different topic. It's a tangent. It's a rabbit. It's a squirrel. Who's going to fill these positions? You know what, Ramona? You know what Penn State needs to do? They need to go and buy James Franklin about four dozen long stem red roses and a bunch of candy and say, we're sorry.
Take him back.
Take him back. Quick break. Walked up to the road rage.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
If your attic is not properly insulated, you could be spending as much as 20% extra on your power bill. Did you know that insulation settles over time? After only 10 years, your insulation can settle to a fraction of what code requires. Davis Services notices this, which is why we offer higher quality insulation. Our attic insulation doesn't settle over time, staying higher than code for a lifetime. Call Davis Services today and ask about our attic insulation to lower your power bill while making your house more comfortable. Call 864-578-9233 today.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
At Estes Heating and Air, family means everything. As a family-owned and operated business for over 25 years, we know the value of trust, care, and keeping your home comfortable year-round. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, we treat every customer like one of our own. Because when you call Estes, you're not just another service stop, you're part of our family. Schedule your next service today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, family-owned, community-trusted.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I can't get a hold of myself. Breaking all the rules, playing games with my head. My love said I've gone off the rails. But I know. It's okay, 'cause I do it so well. I'm in my 20s, living reckless. So turn the hourglass over and let's wreck this. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we are back. You know, Rudy and Bagel John, I'm coming right to you. And again, look, if you ask me, just from like an eye test standpoint, who the best ACC team is, it's Miami. I mean, from an eye test standpoint, from an ingredient standpoint, but they have a dilemma. The dilemma is Carson Beck is friggin' Santa Claus, and he throws the ball right to the other team time and time and time again. and there's no way to survive that. There just, there isn't. And again, in a year where the ACC has no legitimate top flight team, and that's just clear. I'm sorry, it's just clear. And in Miami's case, they would. Let me put it this way. If Cam Ward was the quarterback of Miami, they'd be your national champion this year. I fully believe that. But he's not. You know, Goober Carson Beck is, and Goober sucks. And I don't care what percentage of passes he completes. I care about the 25% he throws right to the other team. That's what I care about. And I don't see how you overcome that. And again, he's, to be clear, Miami, again, is sixth or seventh in the ACC. A league that nobody, including no ACC people, believes in this year. They're sixth or seventh in this league. So that's why you can't rank them higher. They lost to Louisville and SMU, who nobody believes in. You know, and they lost to Louisville at home. And then they compounded that by losing to SMU. And this has all happened in the last 3 weeks. Okay, well, now you get dumped. I mean, that's the way it is. Don't lose to those teams if you don't want to get dumped. That's just the reality. And there are these type of situations with every one of these. And I pretty much can explain them away. I mean, I know what the answers are. I also know that there are no easy answers when you actually try and do it yourself. There are no easy answers. There's not a universal formula. There's no rule that can be applied consistently throughout the process. You get to the point where you just have to make human being decisions. Now, look, there are some decisions that, you know, for example, BYU Utah is still relatively fresh. It was like 3 weeks ago. Again, these are all off the top of my head, so don't quote me. It's like 3 weeks ago. And so it's still relatively fresh. Since then, I think BYU has played worse and Utah has played better. And so I think that's how you wind up lumping BYU and Utah right together. I think most people who look at those two teams right now are going to say that Utah is better. I think Utah is better. Utah still did lose a close game at BYU. Now, again, at BYU. And this is how I do it. I can't speak for anybody else, all right? But I basically view it as Vegas does. I am basically saying, if you're a home team, you better win by at least three. Because if you win by three or less, I don't really view you as having won that game. I'm sorry, I just don't. There's got to be a way to evaluate. And I think home and away matters. I think those are completely different things. So in other words, when Miami beats Notre Dame by three at Miami, or when BYU beats Utah by three at Utah, I don't really view those as wins. I view those as toss-ups. What it tells me is, had the game been played at Utah, Utah wins. Had the game been played at Notre Dame, Notre Dame wins. That's what it tells me. Rudy, I'm coming right to you. Bengal John, get back in. Hey, let me tell you about Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of The Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us and want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, assessing for any kinds of hazards. You know, let me just tell you something. All right, let me tell you about my personal experience with Franklin Tree Service, because I've had Brian and his company out to my house twice. Both times were for this reason. Now, Brian says, you know, if you have one tree with the wind gusts and everything, you could be at danger and you need to let them assess it. I had like 20 trees that were surrounding my home, and I had just had a near-miss experience with an oak tree winding up between my garage and my home and coming to rest against my AC unit. That's when I decided I needed help, and I called Brian Franklin, and his incredible professional team came out, and they did everything I needed to keep me safe. That was my biggest concern at that point. And thank God, because I know, had those trees still been up when Helene hit here, I wouldn't have had a home. It's just that bottom line. I lost 50 to 75 trees in my wooded area, but the ones around my home, 100% would have landed on my home. Call Brian Franklin, expert team. Franklin Tree will give you a free assessment to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm service. They do it all to the best. Fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Yeah, Tula, my friend. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Rudy. Thank you for getting in.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Hey, two quick things before I get to my questions. I think I met Bingle John. I think it was at your remote at Twin Peaks. Might have been 2019, I think, when I told him that LSU's defense was overrated and they proceeded to smoke Clemson. So. Bingle John, we love you, man. We love you. Great guy. Really great guy.
Yes.
But another thing, your sponsor, Ingles. Well, I went and got me a bone-in ribeye, and I got me some asparagus, and I got me some a gallon of Milo's tea, and then I went to fill up my gas tank, and I got 30 cents off a gallon.
How about that? How about that? Hey, Ramona, doesn't that sound like a meal fit for a king right there? It does. Yep, it does.
Well, you know, I'm single, Walt, so I have to eat for a king. You know, neither one of my fiancés decided to partake. So. Hey, Walt, you met both of them, so there you go.
That's right, I did. You maybe should go back to the first one.
They moved on, Walt. They moved on.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm 51 now, Walt. I'll give up, okay? We're good. I'm just going to watch football. Play underdog and watch Food Network. We're good.
And watch Food Network. That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard right there. We may have to pull that phone call.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, so Brohm has been extended, right?
Yeah.
And Rule has been extended, right?
Yeah.
So Franklin and Virginia Tech is not happening. Is that correct?
It doesn't seem like it.
Okay, so... And Drinkwitz, in Missouri, is he going to be extended now?
I don't know. I think he has to be one of the leading candidates now to fill one of those jobs. I don't know how this is going to play out, Rudy. I said to Ramona earlier, I think I said it as we're going to break, you know, if I'm Penn State, I get a bunch of roses and candy and wine and dine them and say to James Franklin, we're really sorry, we'll pay you more money. I think that's where we are now.
Send him a bunch of whiteouts.
That's right.
But I just didn't know. I mean, so what do you think? Okay, if Drinkwitz is going to Penn State or Florida or Auburn, I mean, where does Franklin end up? Do you have an idea?
I think Franklin's most likely spot is Auburn. I think that sort of sounds right too, doesn't it? I mean, James Franklin, new coach at Auburn.
But he's a kind of a Pennsylvania guy, and do you think he's I hate to say this, but a good fit for Auburn because they demand perfection right away, right?
Yeah, but remember he turned Vanderbilt around too when he coached Vanderbilt, so he's coached in the SEC too, and he's sort of a chameleon, to be honest. You know, I mean, I think he, and I don't necessarily mean that in a good way, but
so you still think Florida reach out to Drinkwitz?
I think that's going to be their choice. I mean, I think it almost has to be because I'm not sure Lane Kiffin is a better job,
you think?
Than Missouri? Yes.
Yes.
Yep, I do. Yep. Yeah, I don't think Missouri's a great job.
And Lane Kiffin, I don't think he's going nowhere. He just trolls people.
I sort of think so, too. And I think that, quite honestly, I think he's best off where he is. He's sort of an outlier dude at an outlier school. And I think that's where he fits.
You know, he puts me in mind, I don't, God bless Mike Leach, but Mike Leach was kind of a odd guy at Mississippi State, but he made it work, right?
Right. I think there are some similarities, as you cite, and I've thought of that myself, but I also think there's some differences. Like Mike Leach was still brilliant in game. Like he might have taken some chances,
but he was
still brilliant in game. I'm telling you right now, if anyone actually goes back and watches the game between Ole Miss and Oklahoma and really watches it from start to finish, and you just count the number of ridiculous, absolutely asinine in-game decisions that Lane Kiffin made, it's almost endless. I mean, dude is on the sideline hitting himself in the head for his own decisions, which is something I've never seen.
It's almost like Walton. He does these things just to prove himself wrong.
I think that's right. I think that's right. I mean, think about the absurdity of this, Rudy. You decide through an entire process that one quarterback gives you a better chance to win than the other quarterback, and then when you get inside the 10-yard line, you flip them out. Why on the most important part of the football field, when the guy you chose is also a runner, which makes him a bigger threat down near the goal line, why would you choose that point to put the passer in? It makes no sense.
Well, do you think he's a player's coach, Kiffin?
I think for the most part he is. I'll be interested to see sometime.
Do you think the players are standing on the sideline scratching their heads about his calls?
They have to be. They just have to be at times. They just have to be. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Good talking to you, Rudy.
Hey, Bengal John, we love you and appreciate you kicking my butt and proving me wrong. Thank you, Walt. See you, brother.
Rudy. That was a great phone call. I mean, that's just hysterical, too. I mean, he's relegated now, Ramona, to just watching football and Food Network.
Yeah, he's giving up, he says.
And Food Network, yes. There's not going to be any more women. There's not going to be any more fiancés. He's gone 0-2 in the fiancé department, so he has decided that there aren't going to be any more fiancés. He's going celibate. He's going into the ministry. Hey, let me tell you about Burn Digital. That's us, by the way. Your full-service local digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience, get your message seen on connected TV ads, just like the pros. We understand this market. We have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising tab to contact us. It's just that simple. We can help you. Quick break.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, a pickleballer, a golfer, or a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15 and you could win up to $2,500 or play all 15 numbers and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow. with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Follow me. By the way, Rudy's fiance said no, they will not.
No.
Hey, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. Not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed some years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear. Those all seem like bad ideas to me, but you know, you do you. I would just call David Green. He's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. He's a Clemson man. Has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution so you can get your life back, where they put liens on your property, garnish your wages. We have an audit coming up. David can help you. David understands the Fresh Start program. It'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E. And by the way, David can also help you with estate planning and wills. So take advantage. All right, let's get back to this conversation. You can get in 654-767. It's been a long period of time now where there's basically been nowhere to get in. You can get in right now if you want to join the conversation. We're talking college football. And we're starting today's show with a conversation about what the College Football Playoff Committee did last night. And I look, fundamentally, I think they got it right. I think that the top three are as I would have them, Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M. I did not think they'd make any adjustment with Indiana. I think people recognize that win that Indiana had at Penn State was a really good win. Indiana actually played the Penn State team that everybody expected to see this year. No one else has played that team this year. I'm sorry, they just didn't. If you just watch that game, you know. Penn State, that was Penn State's Super Bowl. They all came together for one final game to see if they could be that team for one day, and they were, and Indiana still found a way to win. So I think that, and not only that, but Indiana was missing some key pieces, and I think they to find a way to win that game, I think that showed something. I think Mendoza took a big step in the Heisman conversation too, because if there's ever a Heisman moment, I mean, he had it, right? That's a rabbit to this conversation, rabbit squirrel over there. Texas A&M 3, I think A&M has been terrific all year. You know, one of the things we had right before the year was A&M and Texas Tech. I think that this is clearly the best A&M team, I don't know, in how many years. I mean, this team is legitimate. They get after the passer. I don't know what their sack total is up to. Last I knew it was 32. It's way beyond that now, whatever that number is. Maybe it's 40, whatever it is. They get a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Now, you can run the ball on them some, and we'll find out whether South Carolina can do that. You know, one of the interesting games they played was against Arkansas, where they had trouble with Green. Green rushed for 85 yards against him on like 10 carries. Can Lenora Sellers do the same thing? I don't know. That was one of my thoughts. And trying to break that game down. We're going to take a look at those contest games too, because obviously we're not going to be on Friday with Clemson-Louisville. And tomorrow we'll talk more about Clemson-Louisville. There's more film study I want to do on Louisville tonight. Alabama, number four, I can't argue that. Well, I can't argue it because I don't think they're the fourth best team. All right, I can just tell you that in my vote on the map poll, I voted Texas Tech 4. Now, my fellow voters had it the same way that the committee has it. They had Alabama at 4, Georgia at 5, and Texas Tech 6. I have Texas Tech at 4 because I really believe that they're just better than either Alabama or Georgia. I think on a neutral field, they beat either one of them. I just don't think either of those teams can handle their defense. I just think that I think, you know, if, I don't know if people are paying attention to this with Alabama, but the Alabama offense has slowed down a little bit. It's certainly not as productive. We knew the run game was going to be an issue, the lack thereof, and I think that's happened. We watched the Bama-LSU game, and to me, LSU is like a poor man's Texas Tech. And LSU gave Bama all sorts of trouble. So I just personally think, I think Texas Tech is the best defense in America. I think their front seven is unblockable. And therefore, I think Texas Tech is actually a threat to win the national championship. I really do. I would not be shocked. I think they will be in the Final Four. And if not them, I think Utah will be in the Final Four. I think the fourth team, look, as of now, I think you have those top three teams, Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M, and I think the fourth team is Texas Tech. And if I went beyond that, I would say it's Utah. Because I think Utah would beat Alabama right now too. I think Utah has taken a massive step the last couple of weeks. But you can't ignore the fact that Texas Tech played a unbeaten top 10 BYU and beat their brains in. They also played a Utah team that was ranked and beat their brains in. And that Utah team, that was at Utah, and that Utah team is up to 13 in the poll. So pretty good stuff right there. We're going to keep talking about what the committee did, and we're going to move on to some other college football too. I want to talk specifically some ACC in a bit. Let me get to Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great, man. That's why I was so excited when you started participating in that map poll. I like to hear the, you know, what goes into the thought process of ranking these teams. Because you just don't get that, you know, from none of these, unless they're like that idiot woman that spoke out on why she voted.
Yeah.
Most of these people don't really give you any reasons why they do what they do.
Yeah.
And so I find that very interesting. I wish there was a way to get the map poll without being, you know, on Facebook or X.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Is there a way?
I don't know. You know, Robert, again, it's still in its infancy, so I'll try and keep you apprised of any additional changes. But one thing that I had actually suggested to Pipeline at the beginning was that, and I think at some point they'll do this, is to allow some written word space for the individual voters to basically explain things they did. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, War and Peace. I'm talking about, you know, something that's succinct and to the point where, you know, you just, if there's something in your particular poll that you think needs to be explained or addressed, you have a chance to do so. I think that kind of transparency is good. And so, you know, that's what we're, that's what we're talking about here. But yeah, I'm telling you, once you actually start trying to do this and you're trying to fit all these pieces together on your own, you suddenly realize that this is not easy and that there's not a steadfast rule that you can apply to the whole thing that you're not going to wind up breaking. You have to, you can try, and that's what I do. I try and stick to some basic personal guidelines, but there just are going to come points that you can't stick to it. You just have to make other decisions based on other factors. It's just not, there's just no way to do this perfectly.
Well, and it continues to be people who are putting thought into it instead of just, you know, mailing it in like most of these polls do a lot of times. I mean, you can just see some of these Associated Press and the coaches poll. They're just mailing it in.
Yeah, I think that's the advantage we have is that, you know, it's a limited number of people who have all demonstrated some sort of working knowledge of college football and who obviously all have a passion for it. And I think every one of the 15 people involved, I think, has proven that they take it seriously.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Walt, I want to talk a little basketball, but first I want to get a couple picks in.
Yeah.
Last two for the week, I'm going to take Oklahoma plus the 6.5 against Alabama. I just cannot believe Alabama is going to go undefeated in conference, and they don't have many more conference games left.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and take Oklahoma.
I'll tell you one thing. I can't see many points being scored in that game. I think it's a defensive game. I think Alabama's offense, as I said, is slowed down, and Oklahoma basically doesn't have an offense. I mean, their offense is whatever Mateer does. That's their whole offense.
Well, I'm hoping Mateer shows up back to his old self after, you know, a couple of weeks and then having a week off. I'm hoping that, you know, he starts looking more like he looked earlier in the season. If he does, because listen, Ty Simpson's a great quarterback, but he's not a quarterback that's going to put a team on his shoulders and take them to victory, I don't think, anyway, and Mateer is. So.
Look, I mean, Ty's been incredible all year. So, and if Mateer was fully healthy, maybe. I just don't know where he is in that process.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be interested to see what type of game that actually is. I mean, I think it's going to be somewhat similar to Alabama and LSU.
Yeah. And then I'm going to take Iowa plus the 7 at Southern Cal. I think Iowa might win that game. So, I mean, they have been really close. They've been really tough this year. Now, it is on the road. But, I mean, Southern Cal doesn't seem to – they lose just as easily at home as they
do. I'm curious how much emotional juice Iowa spent in that loss to Oregon in the rain and the cold. I'm curious.
And the last-minute ordeal,
Right.
Yeah, that was a tough loss.
I'm curious how they rebound emotionally from that, because I think that'll be the key. Robert, I'm sorry, I got to run to break because I got to take care of some business before I do.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Robert. We talk about Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I lost my pick last night, Ramon. The pick I gave out live on air. You know, I had hit like 75% of the picks I had given out live on air, and I had hit several five of fivers. But I lost that deal last night. The Carl Anthony Towns part's the part that came through. I don't even know how many rebounds Curry had. He was not on pace to reach that number. I don't know if he did or not, because I lost the other one. But I'll be right back on it because, you know, I just love Underdog. It just adds some spice to everything you do. It makes every game more interesting, and mostly we win. Download the app. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, $100 in bonus funds. You have to do that, right? When you play your first $5, so let's go, go, go. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. We're talking about the College Football Committee and what they did last night. They put Texas Tech 6th. They put Ole Miss 7th. Oregon 8th. I mean, Oregon's best win all year had been Northwestern until this football game, and they went to Iowa and found a way to out Iowa. I don't think Oregon's been very impressive this year, but we'll talk about what they did at Kinnick Stadium when we get back. Waltip Tula Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123, Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Get ready to rock. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. dawpickens.com.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law.